Can you talk a little bit about galixumab, what it is, and what we know about it in terms of clinical trials?
So galixumab is an antibody against CD80. CD80 is widely expressed on various lymphomas, Hodgkin's disease. Galixumab is an antibody that was developed against CD80 initially for autoimmune disease. And it turns out that it was very well tolerated and that it had some preclinical activity in lymphomas and, in fact, could potentially enhance the activity of rituximab. And so there was a phase 1 trial published by Myron Chutchman in 2005 in the JCO that showed that it had activity in follicular lymphomas. And then we recently published as part of a multicenter group looking at the combination of rituximab and galixumab, again in relapsed follicular lymphoma. And this was not in rituximab refractory patients, but in rituximab either relapsed or naive patients. And the idea being by adding the second antibody, could you enhance the activity of rituximab? And what we saw was that basically in this phase 2 trial, it was very well tolerated. We did not see any extra toxicity. So adding galixumab to rituximab really did not enhance or worsen toxicity at all. And we saw, compared to some historical comparisons, that patients seemed to remain in remission several months longer compared to what we expected with rituximab alone. So the idea being, can you add a second antibody in a fairly convenient, well-tolerated fashion that could allow patients to avoid chemotherapy? Therapy that could enhance the response or prolong the response. And it's very interesting. I think the fact that this is so well tolerated certainly bodes well as far as its potential. But obviously, you need randomized studies to look at that. And there's a large international study going on right now in relapsed follicular lymphoma, randomizing patients to rituximab as a single agent versus its combination with galixumab. We also have been looking in CALGB of that rituximab-galixumab combination as initial treatment, the idea being can we give combined antibody therapy rather than combination chemotherapy as initial treatment. This is in follicular lymphoma.
And where does that stand?
That's a phase 2 trial. It's completed accrual. We're analyzing it now. So my hope is that within the next year or so, we'll have some data there.
Any rationale to use the combination in people who've progressed on rituximab?
There are lots of drugs and companies looking at trying to combine with rituximab. And I think the fundamental question there is the second agent going to enhance sensitivity in sensitive patients, or is it going to overcome resistance in resistant patients? And most of the agents that we've seen so far, I would say, are probably going to work best. Again, it depends on the agent, but depends when you're talking about another antibody, it seems to me like most of them seem to be most capable of helping the sensitive patients become more sensitive rather than taking a resistant group and overcoming that resistance. Because you have to think that most antibodies are going to share some mechanisms of response and resistance. And so to some degree, if you're resistant to one, adding just another antibody probably isn't going to overcome that.
You want to talk a little bit about lumalixumab?
So lumalixumab is an antibody against CD23 that's being looked at in CLL. In its phase 1 trials, it was well tolerated and had some signs of activity. It's being looked at primarily in combination with other approaches. I know that there are studies looking at it in combination with fludarabine-based regimens. There have been single-arm studies that have looked good with respect to historical comparisons, say a fludarabine-based regimen with or without lumalixumab, suggesting that the phase 2 studies with lumalixumab had better results, particularly CR rates, compared to historical data without. And this is a drug that's also being looked at in randomized trials. And again, one of the challenges is as we develop these complicated regimens that work better, the endpoints, you know, we're not taking people with a 30% response rate and a 6-month time to progression. We're taking regimens like FCR in the case of CLL, where lumalixumab is being studied, that have 80 or 90% response rates and several year durations. And then now you're adding in the other drug. You really need the randomized trial and a lot of follow-up to see what it adds.
A lot of patients.
And a lot of patients, exactly.